carpet.
Just don't care.
Thus menacing their mucoid covering, which would
so keep on a grinning side, ever on a grinning side, keep on a grinning side of mom.
He knows how to do it.
He may look friendly like your dad, but you don't want to make him mad. So keep on the grinning side of mom.
Nearest pond. There are plenty of ponds, and there's a place with alligators because we sure heard them, and toads and frogs all singing at the same time. At a huge volume, really loud, right outside my trailer, too. But it never kept me from sleeping. It was a pleasant sound rather than, you know, a pulsating artificial sound.
Or a line of punters waiting to get in.
Now they say Bob Dobbs is just a man.
There was no line.
And all who think about it know it's true.
But there was an
odd. He has friends up in the sky. He's immortal and can fly. Otherwise, he's just a guy like me and you.
Pizzas and other things.
So keep on the grinning side. Always on the grinning side. Keep on the grinning side of Bob.
In the trailer with a TV, which they normally don't get to see, because he was afraid that they might come out, see a horrible, naked, hairy hippie, and tell their mother, who would definitely freak out.
Look at that hippie, how disgusting.
So,
hippie?
Yeah. But they're more likely to see my horrible, disgusting carcass. Most people I know do at one time or another.
Reverend Fox
and Ferg and his gorgeous.
Now we're referencing people who actually exist and are still around. This might be slightly iffy, if you know what I mean.
You do. Well, of course, Xanthia Octoshroom and many.
Yes, she was there in the pool, and also
quite kind to me.
Vanessa, lead singer of Rubik's Cube, Trixie von Mothersbaugh, who now contributes to the Ask Dr. House Home Edition.
Proud this year
at about 6 p.m.
Sunday.
But it's on a large
the 21st
of September.
Dad was boasting about the 4 acres that he has and the
forearms.
You know, four arms, 400 acres.
But had a mule.
No, sir. No how.
However, yeah, that's the old South for you.
And we're right down at the tip of the Okefenokee Swamp.
That's why we had them gators and toads and frogs.
Geniuses who were catfish at Starwood able to be there.
Starwood, wonderful Starwood, take me to Starwood, but you have to pay.
Wife and,
Are these due to time constraints or economic?
No, because they have to be at Starwood. And some people went to Wisteria anyway, because they can go there, it's nearby, but they can't go to freaking Florida, you see.
Well, hell, if the saucers...
Who would want to go there?
It's
seething with Republicans.
Yes, the saucers will come and get you wherever
they're going to get you.
Or the saucers will be so large that they'll be wherever you are. As is plain for the fact that I'm talking now, the saucers did not come.
Oh, darn it.
We waited at the nice landing field they have, which is round and circular. They have a lot of nice things. It seems in some ways almost ideal for X Day. Where it's not ideal is it's hot. And where it's not ideal is that the bugs, if you're like me and delicious, descend.
The bugs crawl out, the bugs crawl in, the bugs crawl over your outer skin.
Before I even got to Florida from being up at Strawberry Moon.
Strawberry Moon. The less about that, the better, I guess.
Yes. What relieves it is time. They're all fading. And
time hath endless rarities
and shows of all varieties,
which reveals old things in heaven. Maketh new discoveries on earth, and even earth itself a discovery. That great antiquity, America, lay buried in the earth for 1,000 years, and a large part of the earth is still in the urn unto us.
Chico up in Montana.
That's sad.
Chomp.
On the other hand,
was murdered.
I've heard people say, you know, it's an honor to be eaten by a bear.
Well, if it weren't for the honor, you know, I'd just as soon, you know, not do that.
The honor for a change.
It might be an honor, but it's probably not a lot of fun.
Honor, offer, however you do it.
It didn't look too good in that movie with who was that?
Right, the guy who went out into the wilderness
to live among the bears.
The human world.
Somebody took a horrendous picture of a giant bear bursting into his tent. And it's a real good shot. Bear taken just seconds before the bear tore him to pieces.
Online,
but the picture was preserved on his phone
bear
and appeared online.
The tent
on later
killed her, but there's this wonderful picture that she shot with her phone of the huge snarling head and the giant dishpan-sized paw, you know, reaching into her tent. Not at all faked. In fact, it was the last photo she ever shot.
Yes.
See, they're just looking for Doritos.
In the midst of life, we are in
when they burst into the tent, just fling a bag of Doritos at them, grab it in the mouth, and off they go.
In this case, they had heard about a bear, and so they removed all their food from the tent. So.
Well, at least it was a bear, and not a monster dragon. An offspring of Leviathan. In the golden legend, a 13th century compendium of lives of the saints written by the Dominican friar Jacobus de Voragine, read and reread in the Middle Ages, but now sadly neglected, we find much curious lore. The book went through numerous editions and translations, among them the one into English printed by William Caxton. Chaucer's Second Nonna's Tale has its source in the Legenda Aurea. Longfellow also was inspired by the work of Jacobus, taking the title from the golden legend for one of the books of his trilogy, Christus. Out of Jacobus' medieval Latin, we translate the following from the chapter on Saint Martha. That is 105, page 100. There was at that time, in a certain woods above the Rhone, between Arles and Avignon, a dragon that was half beast and half fish, larger than an ox and longer than a horse, armed with a pair of tusks that were like swords and pointed as horns, it lay in wait in the river, killing all wayfarers and swamping boats. It had come, however, from the Sea of Galatia in Asia Minor, and was begotten by Leviathan, the fiercest of all water serpents, and by the wild ass, which is common to those shores.
With a lot of funky aspect, but I was happy to have it.
Art projects, and speaking of which, I was able to review some of the photos of David Normal's event.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Those catolith statues sometimes are opaque, then sometimes you can see through them and you can see liquids and lights and things in them.
Wow.
If you put your hand on their stomachs, they start purring.
Oh.
Loud, deep, subsonic rumble.
Where's the sound come from? I mean, within the body of the thing?
It must, or maybe... you can feel it rumbling and vibrating. Cool. He had those out at Burning Man. He had this at his
scoffing Radio Valencia Law.
Well, yes, not because we love it, but because it interferes with our modus operandi. Works beautifully.
That's smoke. Here, try one of mine.
They're smoother. Space cat, since he, what part of his belief is that the feline self came from outer space. My own belief.
No, I know Earth-bred cats.
When I was finished, then the cat priestesses, so-called.
You didn't want to argue with them.
And it was well coordinated, I can tell.
Well, those priestesses certainly were coordinated and flexible.
No, I don't know where he gets these people, where he finds them, but it's...
I don't think he's paying these women to be cat priestesses.
Yeah, there years ago, where their intervals, one painted orange and black and one painted white and black. She was painted white and black
where
stripes.
Where they came from, I don't know. And at Bernie
she's a Russian student named Olya Pospilova.
Cat priestesses.
Quite beautiful.
Only cat ears and cat tails, and otherwise, well, maybe they wore shoes. I wasn't but looking at their feet. But they were dancing also.
Oh, for
how does he do it? Is he paying? I have a feeling he doesn't even pay. How does
admit
he
it, you're just jealous that you can't get any priestesses for your ceremony.
AMC Theater?
It used to be an AMC theater, but originally
it's open again for theater business.
Showroom for Duesenbergs and Huppmobiles and like that. It has an elaborate bunch of statuary outside in the corners.
And when you see those figures, you say,
men
statue?
In mid-gear.
Statue?
Cam
get it? You're lousy.
Inside, it's got.
And inside, it's delicious.
Antique and all this wonderful wood carving. And he has moved his whole library into the back of it. So he's apparently living there in his kitty cat world.
Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty.
Dolls. Look at that. Yes, I visited my friend, and her cat was charming. It's named Dog. A big tabby. And, well, a very charming cat. But it did bring home a live baby rabbit, which it was proceeding to start the torture, so we got it away from the cat. The cat growled, and then the rabbit took off across the carpet, and the cat pounced on it again. Anyway, we finally got the rabbit returned to its folks, but I think it was traumatized significantly by this experience.
Well, we'll grow up to be a stronger rabbit now.
Even the nicest cats are basically killers, so yes. Of course. They are happy to pack it in for being fed and scratched and patted, but they are equipped, as it were, with the tools of murder.
So the space is pretty large that he has
AMC
there.
1000? Yeah. Large enough for such events as he has. And the ceiling is like 35 to 40 feet high.
So he hung his paintings from
up
there.
Up there at the top. The catoliths are about 10 feet tall. It's hard for me to say.
Maybe taller on their pedestals.
10, 12 feet.
Yeah, they're
towering statuary.
And he used to come and hang out with Puzzling Evidence and me at KPFA.
That's right.
In the show.
The pink thing the one night when we talked about the mushrooms, the mushroom film here.
Yes.
Well, here at the El Dorado building.
Yes, that was an El Dorado, all right. It vanished like the imaginary city of gold. Sense in that context.
The building crumbled to dust in suicide.
Well, they're putting up a URL of seeing these various videos.
Video.
Really hot video.
Radio.
And the Chameleons video I may have told you about is about to debut
in October.
Arranging it, but it's
we'll debut it on the Ask Dr. Hal show, the Home Edition, in
is
October.
Is there going to be a 4K disc or something like that? Like
who knows?
It's not about the movie. It quotes from the movie. It quotes
sure
from the version of the movie that's around
it's
now.
It's about a guy who's in love with a beautiful girl who's an alien.
It's still this video-ish
some of us may be more than ordinarily familiar with.
They use that to their advantage, and the song is actually pretty good about being in love with a girl who's an alien.
Actually, she comes from another dimension, but
that wasn't
they,
quite
you know,
what
it's
the
hard
movie
to
was
explain
about.
That
it's
in the song.
Close to it.
Earth dudes are easy.
They come from a contiguous dimension to our own.
What about life force?
And Devil Girl from Mars. That's a science fiction movie with a female lead in it. Apparently, Kitten and Rocky were the highlight of the movie that they were in. Kitten on the keys and Rocky Roulette, that is.
Lots of publicity.
Yes, they actually provided value instead of shocking commentary on boorishness of Americans.
Yeah, the creatures, those cats, are
the creatures.
I've not seen them before. They look
really terrifying.
And I'm looking forward to whenever this next one is. And
the giant lion with iron claw.
Well, one nice thing about it
is huge, ruthless tooth in gory
jaw. No charge.
How's he pulling that off?
I don't know how he pulls anything off.
That's something else. There was a little PayPal donation thing. And I mentioned
with a refrigerator-like robot lumbering around.
Yeah. Alan loves the metal man.
Robot.
Robot slaves in a world economy, yes.
Why not?
Very provocative book. Which,
just right. Not too crowded, but large and changing, and many
changing with the times.
Come to such crazy parties back in the 90s, except now they're grayer and older, but they were quite pleased.
Were they now? Who knows what they were?
Yeah, the gray thing's a little inevitable.
We all die alone.
I guess so.
Men
you
must
can't
endure.
Stop and skip in their
going hence.
Things.
Oh, good.
But then we just carry on, don't we?
And your love goes nowhere.
Like little children.
Just so.
Get those brats out of
good
here.
And evil. Yes, we're all little urchins unto Bob,
the eternal adult.
Hey, kids, get out of here. We're doing a show here. We're trying to do some kind of a radio show.
Well, I have averted that potential disaster.
Yeah, got those kids out of there, yeah. Please keep your kid away from me.
All over again.
This is what it says on my shirt.
Who's beside you on?
Ernest Borgnine.
And Shelley Winters.
Snake Plissken. Hey!
Go be Snake.
Get on my cap, Plissken. Snake.
Go be Plissken. Call him Snake. Call him Plissken. Plissken. Call him Plissken. Plissken.
So, what are you going to do?
Plissken?
You have to mind your P's and Q's.
Mind your Pliskins and Quiskins.
Great, there's an algorithm that... A cancel culture algorithm.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Yes, cancel culture, that's Republicans.
It's worked its way into the Matrix now.
Left is... Why am I accepted a stinging rebuke, a huge slap in the chops? From the conservatives.
Yes, this cancel culture stuff.
Cancel my rumble lesson.
There's a wee modicum of truth to it. But
cancel my reservation.
Example of revolutionary excess.
Robert Crumb thought I was very conservative. Actually,
a revolution is not.
Don't feel that about myself.
Said Chairman Mao Zedong. You know, he had something there. And your revolution, ancient Chinese vases and
revolutions
are going to get shattered. And everything that isn't Marxist-Leninist or Long March related will be denounced. And so will you. And these teenagers will poke you with sticks, hit you with rocks, and lead you around by a string.
Yes.
So all this happens. But now in our country it's happening because the young folks today, they just weren't around in the 20th century to remember the
Chinese
Cultural Revolution.
Was it the only justice is that comes out of the barrel of a gun, or was it the revolution comes out of
political power comes out of the barrel of a gun? Was the quotation
political power comes out of the barrel of a gun?
Bang,
but
bang,
I would say
shoot, shoot.
That's not political power. It's power, but the politics are somewhat lacking.
Yes.
How about the parlor tricks?
Still, we've got those insurrectionists and the insurrectionist senators supporting them, and it's still a toss-up as to whether the U.S. Can survive without being turned into something where they...
Tossed up no longer.
And, you know, who in charge for life.
So see what happens when they take over. If it, we could ever... avert
so
the disaster
they say.
That must never be allowed to happen again.
You know, folks are not only emboldened, but they're excited. Oh, I want my turn.
My turn.
Well, it's funny that Trump is making Ashley Babbitt a martyr, because now that means he owns the January 6th insurrection. I don't think Mr. Trump is very far.
Ashnez Krivatul.
Lash out before somebody else does.
Ashnez Thrakatulok Agborjum Ishe Krivatul.
That's actually the basis of so-called criminal psychology. The criminal believes that the whole world is out to get him, so he's got to make a score or do something so that to even the odds.
Or he's got to get them first before they get him.
Isn't there something akin to that in the subgenius literature also?
How strange.
The
what
world
strange
you're living or
strange. Oh, well, of course, the world does owe you living. Why else are you here?
Yes, the world two before us past the door of darkness. Through not one returns to tell us of the road which to discover we must travel to. The revelations of devout and learned who rose before us and as prophets burned are all but stories which arose from sleep. They told their comrades, and to sleep returned. I sent my soul through the invisible, some letter of that afterlife to spell. And by my soul returned to me and answered, I myself am heaven and hell. Heaven, but a picture of fulfilled desire. And hell, the shadow of a soul on fire. Cast on this darkness, into which ourselves so late emerged from, shall so soon expire. We are no other than a moving row of magic shadow shapes that come and go. Round by the solar lantern held at midnight by the master of the show. But helpless pieces of the game he plays upon his checkerboard of nights and days. Hither and thither moves and checks and slays, then one by one back in the box he lays. The ball no question makes of yeas or noes, but here or there as cast the player goes. And he that tossed you down into the field, he knows about it all. He knows. He knows. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all your tears wash out one word of it. And this inverted bowl they call the sky, where under crawling cooped we live and die, raise not your hands to it for help, for it as impotently moves as you or I.
Well, just let me fire this baby up.
The excitement of a beach hotel.
A sun on the beach hotel.
Pedro Method. Here in a tropical paradise.
Pedrovian.
Here it is. I thought I had it going.
It's a little hollow. It's like it's kind of almost...
Hello.
Like there's a huge... It looks like the planet killer from...
Yes. Like the pluralizer. And I'll admit I wasn't
witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in.
So forth and so on.
Great.
Now, in Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, are you familiar with that movie?
Oh, yay.
Remember, he looks out, and at the left of what he sees, there's a swinging bachelor pad with a guy sitting at the piano, and he's playing the piano. He's surrounded by a bunch of well-dressed babes. That's David Seville. Also.
Oh, cool.
That's the back of David Seville. He never turns around.
Neat.
So he created the first crude chipmunk thing, but it went on to build his chipmunk enterprise and empire, still going on today. So
there was a series of animated cartoons in the 60s,
Chipmunks,
with Dave Seville as an animated cartoon character appearing with
show
Simon Theodore Alvin
flowing in,
and Clyde Crash Cop. I bet nobody remembers him.
Money rolls in.
Yes, just think of what a fortune you could make on cuddly cartoon characters
on hot dogs
if you could just.
Of course.
Concentrate on.
Therefore, mustard.
If you can't cut the mustard, you've got to catch up with relish.
There are certain people
existing.
Now, do you put mustard on a pretzel?
Certainly not.
Okay, see, mustard. You should put mustard on a pretzel. What are you putting on your pretzels?
Nothing.
Mustard on pretzels.
In fact, I generally avoid pretzels. They seem like they're going to be
huge.
Good, but when
they're
chew them, they're
carbohydrates.
Bland mishmash of mush,
crunchy,
their crisp shell.
Well, I like it when the dough is kind of al dente.
Is, well, it's adding to my burden of carbohydrates.
Cut the crap.
Shock.
No,
somebody tried to give you something nice to eat.
The street from a vendor.
Oh, those New York
vendors.
Those are wonderful.
They're great. You got to have mustard on those, doctor.
Yes, you do put mustard on
those.
All right. Okay.
Mustard.
I give it up. Mustard on pretzels. Sure. Absolutely.
Put some cheese on it, too.
Cheese Louise.
Man, there's nothing I can't put on those. Yes.
I can festoon this year pretzel with mustard, then you can shake the stick out.
You can cut the mustard.
You can just enjoy
the cheese
texture. Now the pretzels are big enough, and they don't contain dried sawdust or whatever.
They have huge salt crystals on the outside.
No,
you see,
they
sparkle like mica.
Bread. Of course, bread itself is shunned by some.
Yes, we have to get into that.
Swallowed as part of the gospel that wheat is a biochemical poison.
Yes, it is.
And you know there may be something to that.
Well, yes.
If you compare Cro-Magnon man, who was tall, robust, and vigorous,
him
to
big,
the
tall,
ancient Egyptians
robust,
a few thousand years later, the former is in good shape, and the latter
Cro-Magnon.
Now they've learned agriculture and to grow grain. They're all squinty and bent over and
squinty. That's
unfortunate description of
digestive
ailments. Well, I'm not sure that any of this is working, but
so they say.
How about this new homo?
I beg your pardon. Who are you referring
to? Two new homos.
There are more than that, I'm sure.
Well, just in the past 2 weeks, we've had these announcements of the Chinese hominid. And,
of course.
Homo on the rings.
The Israeli hominid.
With a jaw fragment and a skull cap, which is definitely
Homo sapiens, or in this case...
I'm not sure we should be jumping for joy yet. But still, the location is unusual. But all sorts of things have turned up, including, and maybe this has been around forever, as far as I know, an underground city, not Petra, a city which is hollowed out, which goes way down, with all sorts of habitations.
Beats underground.
If you're scared of being alone in the dark, listen to us now. We're beginning the show.
Yes, we're going to wind it up to the, very tightest.
Don't go down in the basement. Don't go into the woods.
With the help of
its way into your
Bob's dad, Willie.
You don't have to follow it. It'll follow
and his faithful dog,
never get
Ouija,
for the rest of your life.
Hey, what? bored the rest of your life has just started. Well, it hurts, I know, but
it's
to pay taxes and start using a copy camera in your basement.
You describe
that's right. For proper political abuse.
Just be a tip.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Kelly Cash is trying to tell you about them right now, but she's
get
not
back,
even
boy.
In Africa.
No, down,
she
boy.
She never left the country. She's still in New York, living away from that sad and sodden artist.
Yes,
they call
him
a penis.
The warm glow.
Or a pumu.
Right, whatever.
All we know is
his childish nonsense. No one
he's our
nimbuses.
We'll make fun of him as long as we can.
Oh,
we have no choice, really.
Well, you know he's in the background, and though he refuses to be here, well, of course the rest of us refuse to be here.
Be here now.
He is here.
But here we are, too.
I'm sick.
There we go. And you probably ask, why are
sick with desire.
Good question. Clues are coming up.
But please don't call it at 848-4425.
Certainly do not, because that will avail you nothing, and it is a number connected with a different enterprise, which is KPFA Radio.
You can't turn off
from whose archives this particular archival recording has been selected. For you tonight.
Even that person, that stranger laying next to you, can't hear this show because it's just for you.
It's just a show.
I wanted to get up. I wanted to turn the radio off to stop this madness, but it was just a show. I thought to myself, I can just stand up. I can just stand up. I can stop
it. You can stand up. You can turn the show off, and Lee can go back to sleep.
Oh, I'd love to because I have to take all of Berkeley to driver's school tomorrow.
It's just a little shanty in old shanty town. The roof is so slanty it touches the ground, but my tumble down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, keeps calling me back. I give up a palace. If I were a king, it's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in my shanty, in old shanty town. Oh, I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything.
And here goes the tape recorder.
No.
We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we weren't.
Run
we're going
tape to be playing and let things radio
you
play.
You wish we
like that.
Like what?
I love a great drum machine. Oh, 303-606-808-909.
With plenty of money and you, in spite of all the worries.
Gary
Filthy Lucre buys a lot of things. I could take you to places you'd like to go, but other than that, I've no need for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval, but I'm certain, honey, life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Oh, baby, what I wouldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of all the worries that money brings, still a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things.
Oh, Rumouse, oh, Rumouse, you're so scary. Oh, Rumouse, oh, Rumouse, oh, 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 oh. I used to live in a closet like this.
Rumouse?
That's right, I remember that. Nobody even liked you back then because
there's Rumouse.
The only thing you knew how to cook was French toast, and you lived in a burned out trailer in the middle of nowhere. And
French toast. They took my closet away, and everything was better.
Back to the closet.
And everything was better.
Decent person who helped all sorts of people, who did his best not to hate white people, though he had every reason to, died. And no obituary is in the paper. Nobody knows. Nobody says anything about him. He did get some books of poetry out.
And he was at the Poets Under the Dome just about every year.
Oh, he was always there. He was dedicated.
Well known
and
in the poetry.
He would always start by saying, just because you own something doesn't mean it's yours and you're all on Ohlone land.
Yeah.
Then he would go ahead and do his poems in which the villain was often Usa.
Usa.
And the hero was Coyote.
USA.
His poems were good.
Yeah. Richard was on a ship in
Vietnam. He's a nice guy.
Vietnam
I really
War,
liked it.
And felt a lot of karmic debt to his helping to load bombs.
Well, he was in Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah. And in the Navy on a destroyer.
Yes. Well, at the beginning of these poet meetings, they always read this resolution, you know, about how we denounce war and, you know, anything is better than war and so on. He would always abstain from that because he thought, well, maybe
he's been a warrior.
You have to have a war.
He thought that it was sometimes necessary.
I don't know. I don't
it's hard
ever
to say.
Have to have a war.
When you're attacked,
what is it good for?
You have a different
Absolutely
opinion
nothing.
If you're attacked by the Ublek men from Tau Ceti. Reagan thought it would be great if aliens attacked. Then we could all get together. And
yes, Earth would be united to fight the Ublek men.
The U.S. joined with Russia during World War II after the surprise invasion. So we could all put down our...
The violation of the Hitler-Stalin non-aggression pact.
Whatever, and unite to fight the alien menace.
You can't believe what a fascist says.
Tom Cruise movie called Oblivion?
I didn't. I can't recall anything
it's
about it.
It's pretty good, actually. It's about
Oblivion.
After an alien invasion where they won and they ruined the moon and they're sucking
they ruined
up
the moon
of
and
the
they're
oceans,
ruining
but,
the earth and they're sucking up the ocean.
This guy lives in a beautiful aerial palace with a gorgeous woman and so on, but he turns out to be, well, that would be a spoiler alert. Things aren't as nice as they appear, but it has some very excellent attributes, including the depiction of astronauts, which is actually well done, where, you know, no matter what's going on, the astronauts do not freak out. They remain calm, and they just keep trying different procedures. Anyway, and it's got great flying killer robots, too. Somewhat like the ones that the U.S. is now using abroad. But these are better, because they're alien designs, and they can do a lot, and there's something powerful and ugly
Robot-looking
about them, though they're all streamlined, and they're not humanoid, they're these flying That's drone-like cool. devices.
You mean you're a mother?
Have you...
What's the matter with you?
I was raw. Have you heard about these new UFO revelations from Navy and NASA?
I'm sick. I know where
Everybody
I'd like to be.
Everybody expects me to comment on it, but what can I say? They're UFOs. It doesn't mean that the deep state is walking hand in hand with the grays.
Well, actually, from the analysis, from the skeptics' analysis of these things, particularly Mick West, they're not even UFOs. They're actually they're artifacts. They're artifacts of radar and
whatever they
photographic
are,
equipment. There's
they
nothing
are,
actually there.
So you think that then they are noise in the signal rather than a representation of any kind of aerial phenomena.
Yeah,
you see, I believe in the upper sky there may be things like mini tornadoes, all sorts of things that achieve an odd shape. If you look at for a long time at time-lapse photography of the sky, or look at NASA footage looking down through the area where lightning hundreds of miles long is moving through giant cloud masses and so on. We haven't been in that area of the troposphere. There could be all sorts of things there. Are you familiar with A. Conan Doyle's story, The Horror of the Heights?
No.
Well, it's about early aviators who
giant squid-like things living up in the clouds.
Came back without a head or something. And there's this tenuous, filmy thing like a giant squid that's lighter than air that's up there that's picking them off, which is convenient. It's circumstantially described, you know, well written like the rest of his thing. Not that I think that there's a giant squid, though you never know, but there could be things that are spun. The natural inclination of vortices is to create things that are toroid or barbell, dumbbell shapes, even saucer-shaped. That doesn't mean that they're joyriding aliens, though. I was asked when I didn't ask Dr. Hal at X-Day about that, and I said, well, the exists, of course, are not these local aliens that that land their jerry belt flying saucers and molest Pobucker farmers, you know. Those are sort of earthly phenomena. And
we've had trouble with their kind before.
Well, since my baby left me, when I found a new place to dwell, when it's down at the end of lonely street, heartbreak hotel, well, I'll be there so lovely, baby. I'll be there so lovely, baby. I'll be so lovely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so, and be so lovely, baby. And be so lovely, baby. And be so lovely, they can die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dress is black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. Well, let her get back. Let her get so lovely. Let her get so lovely. Let her get so lovely. So lovely. Let her get done. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got a tail to tell, when you take a walk down lonely street, where you will be, or rip my jeans, where you will be third pair today, you'll be so lovely, you can die. That's good, that's close enough for jazz. It's crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So lovely, so that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lovely, tears keep flowing. You think it's so lovely, that's too much. Turn me off.
Seem to be Earth-like. Of course, there's Proxima and there's Alpha, and so they have this weird orbital system. But are you familiar with a Chinese science fiction novel, the first in a trilogy, called The Three-Body Problem?
No.
It's about an invasion by aliens, but it starts during the Cultural Revolution. It starts with a woman who's just disgusted with what she sees, who's a scientist, who sends a SETI-like message, like, you know, come and get us, or something like that. She has her counterpart among the aliens, who is... they have an odd system, so they don't punish that guy, but they kill everybody he knows, and so on. This book is a very serious examination of the possible ramifications of an actual alien invasion. And many scientists thought about it, and they wrote notes to it. And there was a foreword by somebody else who'd been thinking about the problem. Guess who?
Asimov?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, boy. Really? Wow.
Yes. Among his other thoughts was he was wondering what to do with the unspoken thing, the alien thing did happen. Because there is a whole contingency plan that the Pentagon has had for years and is constantly updating. Alpha Centauri's system cannot be seen in the sky when we look up, but if you're in the southern hemisphere, you can see it quite well. It's the nearest star to Earth, only 4.5 light years away. It is the setting for that movie, You know, the one with the giant blue aliens. What's that one called? I'll think of it in a moment. You know, Avatar. Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, subconscious mind.
Avatar.
That is on the Alpha planets. It's just possible that it could be reachable by humans in cryo suspension.
It would take a while.
We don't know, but one thing is for sure, that we are going to have men and women on the moon in just a couple of years, living there on a permanent basis, and orbiting a doodad that orbits the moon instead of the Earth.
Imagine if we'd had the alien invasion instead of a pandemic while Trump was president.
It would have been bungled just the most, although if the aliens had been horrendous enough, Trump might have identified with them.
Well, they may have just taken him out.
Well, possibly. What? A taxidermy dummy of Trump stuffed by the aliens.
Mars attacks.
Our gift to you.
Yeah.
Death is an elephant, torch-eyed and terrible, foam-flanked and horrible. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, that's the one about hot dogs and
hot dogs.
We all know
the motion picture.
Hot
diggity, dog diggity. Boom, what
yes,
you do to me.
I was waiting for your hot
Let's
dog.
Fire this baby
it's
up.
It's happened. It's been there and gone.
It's the happening sound.
Factory was churning it out. But I'm here with puzzling evidence.
Journey
going
to the
do
second
a live
plan.
Show, alive-alive-oh. So don't
see live and live-oh.
You're telling me.
Live and live-oh.
See, they're the same.
All
these are the ones
same. These are the times exactly that try men's souls. Particular spot of ground before. Now, let's go over that again. 11:47 p.m. here in the city of innovation and internet radio at Radio Valencia. Found online. Use just those search words, and you'll find us.
That show announcing the puzzling evidence.
Stand by.
Puzzling evidence. Hey.
How many of you out there in Radio Land are tripping right now?
Beep. Hey, okay.
You're on the air.
Hot dog.
I too would like to praise the DJ.
The motion picture.
The DJ.
And then there was that movie about hot dogs called, I believe, Sausage Party.
Anyway, I was a lot heavier than
me. The characters were in the
45 pounds.
Meat department of a supermarket. They were hot dogs waiting for the mythical
bar downtown
users to come and buy them and take them away, where, according to their religion, they would live forever.
Neighborhood bar. And I was I was dating this short Jewish guy, and we were out with a friend of ours that was this really hot babe, and they were getting drunk, I think, but I don't really like drinking, and I had a whole bunch of paper LSD, just a big card of it, and it was kind of old, so I just cut off a whole bunch. And
LSD,
I took it.
That's for
me.
I
guess it was a lot because of everyone's reaction. Anyhow, they were getting so drunk, and I got so high that I think we couldn't figure out who could drive home.
Reactivate.
So we ended up having our friend drive us to my house, who was apparently sweating double and whatever, and I was so high they threw me in the back seat, and then this guy that I was dating started making out with me, tearing his clothes off while she was looking at us through the mirror, and it was really funny, and it was really fun. And then when we got to my house, they wouldn't park in the driveway, and they wouldn't give me my clothes.
They wouldn't drive on the parkway.
Naked, so I had to walk. Although it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to walk it across. You know, my neighbor's house is naked. And then when I got inside, they still wouldn't give me my clothes off. And they were teasing me, because I wanted to wear my clothes, you know. And, you know, I think that's the most fun thing about LSD is how much fun you have. She was so drunk. She was puking in this wicker basket. And it was this really hot babe puking. It was really cool.
At Puke Fest 74.
My best friend and I and his girlfriend were walking in the desert, middle of the desert, all on acid. Pretty good acid, fair enough. And we stopped inside our tent, and I decided to take some nitrous. I didn't expect anything unusual. Nothing unusual would have acid. It was okay. Nothing great, nothing profound. So I take a spatula of nitrous to the head. I'm lying there, and this crazy, I don't know, all my senses come together as one, and suddenly I feel that I am the last atom at the end of this gigantic, huge tentacle of a giant creature that I have no idea what it looks like, and I could not see further than the tentacle. I was just the last atom.
Up an atom.
You know, my favorite pastime tribute was just sitting back and listening to the show.
Harkin.
I'm on leave this weekend from the facility.
Holy hemorrhoid.
You know,
the atomic majesty of Uranus doth accuse thee from the void of doctrinal error, higher than Amos.
And then somebody picked up an instrument and said, "Oh, who was this? Wait a minute. Who are you answering my phone?" And then he hung up.
They
John
hung
KPFA
up.
In Berkeley. Stay tuned for puzzling evidence.
Phone home. Now. You've taken one, and now it's running to relax in your body, and now...
You take the high road, and I will take the low road. And I will be in Scotland before you...
We like our coffee bloody. This better be good. My partner's dying to help someone. He tried to kill
me. Tell you when.
You guys got any coffee?
There's nothing we can't do if we just work together.
What's that when they tell you to fall for peer pressure?
Coffee. Ooh, you guys gave me lots of time to meditate on the future. What you doing? Stop the Chinese on the way.
What's called peer pressure?
I was tired. I needed coffee.
Proceedings maybe somewhat dramatic, but they are necessary. The only way of bringing his mind out of the womb of darkness into which it has retreated to protect itself is by a therapeutic shock, electrical or chemical. Like you guys, in our purpose, we are today using cannabidiol and later
the original amphetamine.
Hang on. Look at my bearings here.
Where have I been?
Absolutely no caffeine in my system.
And a cup.
Okay.
The doctor performing this procedure is a self-described believer in demons.
Here I am.
Okay, you gotta slow down.
Just to set the record straight. You be a little patient with me here, because we just
smoked this great big fatty a few minutes before you walked in. So this is just blowing my mind.
Now, let's stop these disparaging remarks about people's body size.
We smoke coffee.
I'm bumping into people.
Coffee's not a drug. I am.
You don't want to bump into people. So why not take an upper? Oh, yes, an upper will make you high. It'll make you wake up, and you'll think you're faster than you ever were.
Now the upper question.
Hey, Mr. Evidence.
People actually get stuff here, is it? Yeah.
Anything new with green and
were 36 righteous men whose mission is to justify the world before God. They are the lamed Wofniks. They do not know each other and are very poor. If a man comes to the knowledge that he is a lamed Wofnik, he immediately dies and somebody else, perhaps in another part of the world, takes his place. Lamed Wofniks are, without knowing it, the secret pillars of the universe. Were it not for them, God would annihilate the whole of mankind. Unawares, they are our saviors. This mystical belief of the Jews can be found in the works of Max Brod. Its remote origin may be the 18th chapter of Genesis, where we read this verse. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. The Muslims have an analogous personage in the curb.
Awesome playlist.
My reputation is spotless. I resent these implications. I'll easily withstand these charges. They mean nothing, I assure you.
I never know when the show's being edited.
But who would have edited it?
And if you do me the honor of casting your vote for me in the forthcoming municipal election, I hereby promise.
Kingless crown, or rather a crownless king, that's a tautology with which we are familiar. And now, to discuss for just a moment, one-eyed beings.
creatures with only one optical organ. Before it became the name of an optical instrument, the word monocle was applied to beings who had a single eye. So, in a sonnet composed at the beginning of the 17th century, Gongora writes of the monoculo galan de Galatea, or the monocle who yearns for Galatea, referring, of course, to Polyphemus, of whom he had previously written in his Fabula de Polyphemo. An eminent peak of limbs he was, this uncouth son of Neptune, lighting the orb of his forehead with an eye almost rivaling the greatest star, a cyclops to whom the stoutest pine obeyed.